Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Valava Giri Varadhare. Jaya Gopi Jana Valava Giri Varadhare. Yashodanandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yashodanandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Dhiravanna Chare. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajakacharya Ashtotara Shatashi Shrimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Karantara Shriman Bhagavatam Ki Nitai Gaura Premanandi. Oh, glories to the assembled devotees. Oh, glories to the assembled devotees. Oh, glories to the assembled devotees. Oh, glories to Shishi Guru and Shigauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, entitled Withdrawal of the Cosmic Creation. Canto 8, Chapter 1, text number 11. The chapter is entitled The Man Who's Administrators of the Universe. Jampasyate na pasyantam. चक्षुर्जस्य नरिष्यति तन्भूतानीलजं देवं शुपर्णन उपधावता जं पश्यति न पाश्यन्तम् चक्षुर्जस्य नरिष्यति तं भूतानीलजं देवं सुपर्णन उपधावता जं पश्यति न पाश्यन्तम् चक्षुर्जस्य नरिष्यति तं भूतानीलजं देवं सुपर्णन उपधावता. प्लीज चंद यम ही हु पश्याति द लिविंग एंटिटी सीज न नॉट पश्यंतम ऑदो ऑलवेज सीन चक्षुः आई जस्य हुज न नेवर दृश्यति डिमिनिशेस तम हिम भूतनीलाजम द ओरिजिनल सोर्स ऑफ ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज देवम द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड सुपर्णम हु अकॉम्पनीज द लिविंग एंटिटी एस अ फ्रेंड उपदाता एवरीवन शुड वर्शिप. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead constantly watches the activities of the world, no one sees Him. However, one should not think that because no one sees Him, He does not see. For His powers to see is never diminished. Therefore, everyone should worship the super soul who always stays with the individual soul as a friend. Purport. Offering prayers to Krishna, Srimati Kunti Devi, the mother of the Pandavas, said, Alakshan Sarvabhutanan Antar Bahir Abhashtitam. Quote, Krishna, You reside both inside and outside of everything, yet the unintelligent conditioned souls cannot see you. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that one can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead through Jnana Chakshushaha, eyes of knowledge. He who opens those eyes of knowledge is called a spiritual master. Thus we offer our prayers to the spiritual master with the following shloka. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Janamjana Shalakaya Chakshur Umilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurube Namaha. Quote, I offer my respectful obeisances unto my spiritual master, who, with the torch light of knowledge, has opened my eyes, which were blinded by the darkness of ignorance. End of quote. Gautamiya Tantra. The Guru's task is to open the disciple's eyes of knowledge. When the disciple is awakened from ignorance to knowledge, he can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead everywhere, because the Lord actually is everywhere. Andantarasta paramanu chayantarastam. The Lord resides within the universe. He resides within the heart of all living entities, and He resides even within the atoms. Because we lack perfect knowledge, we cannot see God. But a little deliberation can help us to see God everywhere. This requires training. With a little deliberation, even the most degraded person can perceive the presence of God. If we take into account whose property is the vast ocean, whose property is the vast land, how the sky exists, how the numberless millions of stars and planets are set in the sky, who has made this universe, and whose property it is, we should certainly come to the conclusion that there is a proprietor of everything. When we claim proprietorship over a certain piece of land, whether individually or for our families or nations, we should also consider how we became the proprietors. The land was there before our birth, before we came to the land. How did it become our property? Such deliberation which help us understand that there is a supreme proprietor of everything, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Godhead is always awake. In the conditional stage, we forget things because we change our bodies, but because the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not change His body, He remembers past, present, and future. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 4.1, Iman vibhashate yogan praktavan aham abhyajam. Quote, I spoke these signs of God, Bhagavad Gita, to the Sun God at least 40 million years ago. End of quote. When Arjuna inquired from Krishna how he could remember incidents that had taken place so long ago, the Lord answered that Arjuna was also present at that time. Because Arjuna is Krishna's friend, wherever Krishna goes, Arjuna goes. But the difference is that Krishna remembers everything, whereas the living entity, like Arjuna, being a minute particle of the Supreme Lord, forgets. Therefore, it is said, the Lord's vigilance is never diminished. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 15.15, Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivisto matasmita jnana apohanam cha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is in His Paramatma feature, is always present within the hearts of all living entities. And from Him come memory, knowledge, and forgetfulness. This is also indicated in this verse by the word Suparnam, which means friend. In the Sesotara Upanishad 4.6, it is therefore said, Dva Suparna Sayuja Sakaya Shamanam Briksham Parisha Swajate. Two birds are sitting on the same tree as friends. One bird is eating the fruit of the tree, and the other is simply observing. The observing bird is always present as a friend to the eating bird, and giving him remembrance of things he wanted to do. Thus, if we take into account the Supreme Personality of Godhead in our daily affairs, we can see him, or at least perceive his presence everywhere. The word Chakshur Yasya Nabhishyati means that although we cannot see him, this does not mean that he cannot see us, nor does he die when the cosmic manifestation is annihilated. The example is given in this connection, that the sunshine is present when the sun is present, but when the sun is not present, or when we cannot see the sun, this does not mean that the sun is lost. The sun is there, but we cannot see it. Similarly, although we cannot see the Supreme Personality of God in our present darkness, our lack of knowledge, he is always present, seeing our activities. As the Paramatma, he is the witness and advisor, Upadrasta and Anumanta. Therefore, by following the instructions of the spiritual master and studying authorized literatures, we can understand that God is present before us, seeing everything, although we have no eyes which to see him. Jampasyati napasyam tan chaksur jasya narishyati tan buddha nilajan devan suparnan upadhavata. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead constantly watches the activities of the world, no one sees him. However, one should not think that because no one sees him, he does not see, for his power to see is never diminished. Therefore, everyone should worship the Super Soul, who always stays with the individual soul as a friend. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jananjana Shalakaja Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatyade Shatarine Bancha Kalpa Tarubhya Shakripa Sindhu Vyayvacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. So, Swayambhuva Manu speaking, we heard yesterday and the previous day that while performing his austerities, Swayambhuva Manu is meditating in this particular truth, and that's what comes to his mind during his meditation. He's focusing, and the principles are very important, and they're specifically very important for us. The position of the Manus is that they present to the world, to humankind, the codes of behavior. So we know the Manu Sanhita is there with all the different codes of behavior for human society. And these codes are meant for allowing the conditioned soul within this world to actually progressively elevate his consciousness. So everything is meant in this world to actually the reformation of our consciousness from material to a spiritual. So these are extremely important points to remind ourselves as aspiring transcendentalists, that the position of Krishna as the witness, as a super soul, that is there as the witness and also as the provider, as the one who give the sanction for us to just do things in this world. So that's his position. What is the position of the super soul? What is, in other words, that the understanding of the position of God and the understanding of our position and the relationship that is there. And that's basically, in a nutshell, what is the purpose of life? What is the purpose of transcendental knowledge? It's just to understand that, to understand Krishna's position and to understand our position and our relationship with him. So, in this instance, Swayambhuva Manu is a, and this is quite remarkable because he's telling to, he's actually, this is something that is talking to himself. It's like, you know, when you're trying to concentrate, you know, and you say you have to chant my rounds, you know, reminding yourself certain things, you know, that strengthen your practices and your determination and focus yourself. So this is what he's telling himself. He's telling himself about, you know, the super soul is in my heart. And he's actually witness everything. He knows everything. You can hide anything. Although I'm not able to see him, he's there and he sees everything. So it's quite an important point because, you know, in our conditioned state, when we come to the temple in front of Krishna, then immediately we are, you know, our side of being a devotee, you know, we're a devotee of Krishna. So that gets fully manifested. So we do everything, we chant, we, you know, we dance, we worship Krishna, we enter into the whole, you know, mood of devotional service, and we experience, you know, the reality of being a devotee. Because Krishna is seeing, Kishore Kishore is there seeing, the Vaishnavas are there seeing. But then we made in certain situations, we're not, you know, in the side of, you know, quote unquote, Kishore Kishore is not there looking at us and the devotees are not there looking at us. Maybe we can indulge ourselves in some little material activity or some particular material activity, and not necessarily act like a devotee. Then, you know, I can do something. I can indulge in some material sense gratification. And it's something that we allow ourselves to do that we may not do it, you know, actually we won't do it necessarily. We won't show that part when we are in the presence of Kishore Kishori or in the presence of the devotee or in the presence of the spiritual master. So how does that happen? Well, it's sort of natural, because in the beginning stages of our spiritual life, there is this struggle, power struggle, between our materialistic side and our spiritual side. So there's not a steady devotion. Our devotion is not fully steady. It fluctuates between our material tendencies, our material attachments, and our spiritual attachments, like that. So that's a symptom of just, you know, the beginning stages, the Kanishta Adhikari. The Kanishta Adhikari is described as a Prakrita Bhakta. Prakrita means materialistic devotee. Bhakta is a devotee, but it's a materialistic devotee. And this is a term that is one of those terms that, you know, you have two opposite. A devotee can, The definition of a devotee is that is beyond materialistic, you know, tendencies. So what's the term, English term, that says when two things are opposite, but they're, you know, the definition are opposite? There's a contradiction, but there's a term. Paradox, right? That's right. Paradox. They don't fit together. They're opposite things. But you know, in this stage of many of us, you know, have to be in the beginning. That situation is there, and it's a very awkward situation. Because it's almost like, you know, like an internal battle, an internal power struggle. So the whole thing is that somehow or other when the materialistic size of our consciousness takes over, then we cannot see. The knowledge becomes covered. It's the only way we can indulge in material activities when that has been given to us by the mercy of the devotees, Srila Prabhupada, becomes covered. And what is that becomes covered? The perception of Krishna's presence. Because we won't do certain things if we know that the spiritual master, guru, or Krishna are present. We won't do certain things, indulge in certain things. But we do, when we do that, the only way we can do that is that that sense becomes covered. So it's quite something. It's sort of a scary when you think about it, you know, that you know, you have certain common sense and certain way of acting and something that you have accepted as, you know, this is who I am, I'm a devotee. But when we find ourselves sort of being drifting or indulging in a particular material thing, in that moment, we have to forget, and you know, the whole thing can be, I mean, you see many devotees. Sometimes we see in our life that it can go to, you know, from simple things, simple indulgence of some sense gratification, to other ones that are a little more gross, and in certain cases, it can go really gross, and you sometimes ask yourself. Sometimes you hear, you know, great powerful personalities, how they're able to go, you know, into something, you know, particularly gross, materially speaking. Like, sometimes one scratches oneself, like, woo, how? Like, say, for example, just an example, thinking about it, Shabra Muni. I mean, this was a yogi that was able to, it was so powerful that was not only controlling so much his body for meditation that he went as far as performing his meditation underwater. So that was the type of control and power that this yogi had, meditating for hundreds of years underwater. And then he happens to see a couple of fishes copulating, you know, doing their thing. And then he goes out and then, you know, marry I don't know how many princesses or something like that, you know. So that's an example in the Shastras. But sometimes we have seen that, you know, in the community of devotees, from all levels, from a new bhakta to, you know, to a very accomplished devotee, sannyasi, they become victim of some material, you know, thing. And then one asks, you know, how is that possible? How is that possible? So it's a scary subject matter for us, for any aspiring devotee, how this forgetfulness happens. We, you know, we hear this the verse, you know, that Krishna, from within the heart, he gives remembrance and he gives forgetfulness. So how is that, you know, we become blinded to the perception of Krishna's presence to be able to indulge like that? So that is there. That is there. And therefore, the remembrance that actually we may not see Krishna right now, but he's there. He's there constantly with us within the heart. So, you know, this is a concept that is a very pivotal concept for the practitioner of Krishna consciousness. It's at the heart of transcendental knowledge. And the whole imagery here in these instructions is about seeing. So this chakshu. Chakshu means eye. So the Bhagavad Gita tells that that we have to see. We may not have our eyes, you know. Krishna says to Arjuna that with your present eyes you cannot see, but I will give you this Divya Chakshu. Divya Chakshu means divine eyes. With divine eyes, with the eyes that are fully spiritual, then we can see Krishna face to face. And we can see that there's no problem. You see, you're now your spiritual vision is open. You know, the what is it, that the Premanjana Churito Bhakti Vilochanena, that because with the solve of bhakti, your eyes, spiritual eyes, are open, and then you can see Shamasundar within your heart, and you can see him outside too. Jan Shamasundara Chintya Guna Swarupam. So this whole imagery of the eyes. So we don't have, for the devotee, for the bhakta, the practitioner, the sadhaka, we may not have our spiritual eye, the Divya Chakshu, but we're given something that is called the Shastra Chakshu or Jnana Chakshu. Jnana Chakshu means with the eye of knowledge. Through the eyes of the Shastra, we see through the Shastras, or we're given the transcendental knowledge to be able to see through that. So, Prabhupada explains that it requires training, but with that, then we can actually perceive the presence of Krishna, and we can understand is there. With this Jnana Chakshu, then there's a famous verse in Bhagavad Gita that this is chapter 15. Well, Prabhupada quotes this particular line, Pashyanti Jnana Chakshusha. That's from 15:10. That he says, the foolish cannot understand how the living entity can quit his body, nor can they understand what sort of body he enjoys under the spells of the most of natures. But those whose eyes are trained in knowledge can see all of this. So, Jnana Chakshu is there. And with Jnana Chakshu, then you understand that within this body, there is two purushas, so there's two enjoyers. There's the supreme enjoyer, and there's the individual enjoyer. And the Upanishad, Prabhupada calls the famous instruction in the Upanishad of the two birds. So there's the enjoying bird, and there's the friend bird, who is the witness bird. And this bird represents the individual soul, the enjoying bird in the material world. So this relationship of these two birds is of a friendship, very, very close friendship. But the enjoying bird is so absorbed in enjoying the fruits of the tree that completely becomes blinded to his friend. And the friend is trying to constantly remind this enjoying bird that actually happiness is that's not the real position of happiness. But the enjoying bird being absorbed is completely blinded. So in chapter 13, this very famous description of the super soul is explained this upadasta anumantancha. So there's two things that define the super soul. He's upadrasta and anumanta. Upadrasta and anumanta. Upadrasta means he's the witness. So he's there. He sees everything. And anumanta means he is the one who gives permission or allows anything to happen. So, as a friend, Krishna is witnessing, and he sees, you know, the living entity, he's seeing us trying so hard to enjoy material energy, and with that forgetting, you know, that beautiful friendship connection that is there, that is an eternal connection. That's where the happiness is. So Krishna is telling, no, don't do that. Don't go there. Just come here. And then the other bird, or we're insisting, no, we want to go there. We want to go south. So Krishna says, okay, what can you do? Go south at your own risk. So, but nevertheless, he goes with you. So the enjoying bird is explained, he's flying from one tree to another. Trees are different bodies, but Krishna follows all the time as a friend. Upadrasta anumantancha. So he is a supreme controller, and he is a supreme proprietor. And this is something that will be a very important principle for us to constantly remember, to be able to have a very progressive way of controlling the pools of, you know, our material desires. That Krishna is there and he's watching. And just as we become so embarrassed if we do something that is gross, if we get caught doing something gross, well, Krishna is there looking at that, so we should be embarrassed. Sometimes, you know, I have some situation of one person that I knew for a long time that was caught doing something quite gross and was punished very heavily. And it's so embarrassing to him that he have to lie still. He can't acknowledge in front of people, although it has been public, you know, what happened. So it's an embarrassing situation when you get caught, when someone sees you doing. But we have to think, Krishna is there seeing. So it's embarrassing. And how we can avoid the situation, those situations that will become victimized by material nature. Well, first of all, we have to understand how the whole thing happens. The whole thing happens is because as conditioned souls, when we place ourselves at the mercy of our conditioned nature, then the modes of nature are the ones who are acting. That's what the Bhagavad Gita says, that when we take ourselves out of Krishna's instructions, then we place ourselves under the control of the modes of nature, you know. The karanam guna sangasya guna sangosya sat asat joni jammasu, that we go and face all kinds of reactions just because we place ourselves in that position. So how can we avoid that? Well, then it becomes a part of the great importance. Actually, great importance is it diminishes. It's a compulsory necessity for each one of us to establish a strong relationship with a spiritual master. Because it's through the spiritual master that knowledge, the transcendental knowledge that it requires for us to be able to function in darkness, because this body is like, you know, we're reading the translation of you know, the prasadam prayers. This body is a network of all kinds of illusory things, just in itself, and that's what we functioning, you know, just, you know, within this body. So we require the torch light of knowledge to be able to see, to be able to navigate through, you know, and this becomes like a necessity, a compulsory necessity for us as we're trying to, you know, become purified from this whole material condition. We need to receive the instructions of the spiritual master. We need to place ourselves into that whole arrangement and system that Krishna has provided, because that's the only thing that will guarantee same thing. When Krishna says the whole imagery is about seeing, so who we should, when Krishna says, you know, how do you receive transcendental knowledge, then you look for someone who is a tattvadarshi, meaning someone who has audience of the absolute truth, taking darshan. Darshan is that you see. You're in front and you see. So you look for those personality, for a tattvadarshi, and you learn from him. And you offer, you know, service, you inquire submissively and render service. So the position of the spiritual master is of extreme importance for us to be able to navigate through this, you know, very awkward situation in which, you know, we can be pulled this way or that way. So, what will protect us? The instructions that we receive from the spiritual master, because there is something that is quite a transcendental that we can all experience, and that is when it's basically Krishna's system. It works like that. In our condition, because you know we are so absorbed by trying to enjoy material energy that we can perceive, you know, Krishna. And although super soul is there, we can either understand the instruction of super soul, don't do like this, don't do that. We cannot hear the instruction of our friend. We don't even think of super soul being within us. And however, in this position of, you know, being so conditioned, if by some great fortune we establish a connection with the spiritual master and we sincerely become a sincere disciple, meaning, you know, this principle, pariprasnena sevaya, with submission, we inquire and we serve. When that is there, when that part is there, and when the spiritual master is bona fide, then a transcendental arrangement happens. Then the spiritual master becomes the via media by which the super soul, Upadrasta and Anumanta, transmit the message that he sees perfectly suitable for you through the spiritual master. So it's a perfect via media. So the spiritual master also knows your heart. And that is an experience that is available to each one of us when we place ourselves in that position. And is the arrangement that Krishna has made, and is something that is compulsory in order for us to be able to shield ourselves. Because once we receive, one is clear, once our Guru Maharaj tells us, this is the instructions of the spiritual master, then everything becomes, you know, then that is your eye. That is that, you know, a jnana chakshu. And with that jnana chakshu, you can act. That's why we pray to Srila Prabhupada, Guru Mukha Padma Bhakya Chichete Koriya Akya, that my only wish is to have my consciousness purified by the words emanating from his lotus mouth. And then what the spiritual master do? Chakshudana means that he gave me transcendental knowledge. He gave me, you know, he opens my eyes to transcendental knowledge. And Chakshudana diloje jame jame prabhu se divya gyan hride prokashito. Divya gyan, from within the heart, he gave you this divya gyan, this transcendental knowledge from within my heart. So we pray to our spiritual master for that. those instructions are the instructions of Super Soul, it's clear. Now, we don't need anything to interpret, it's just there. And then when we go through those instructions, when we act according to those instructions, then we always going to be in full harmony with Paramatma Super Soul, with our, you know, Shruhidam Sarvabhutanam, our supreme well-wisher, and we can progressively, you know, go to Krishna consciousness. So, such an important principle to remind oneself, you know, these two things of Krishna being, you know, the supreme friend from within the heart, and is witnessing everything, and is reminding us, you know, to come, to go, to reconnect with him, and then the arrangement that is made for conditioned souls to awaken from that darkness, and through the spiritual master. Any comments or questions? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Do all of our spiritual masters, like among us, do they all have the ability to see Krishna face to face?
You know, I don't think it's for us to actually even worry about that, you know. What we can be have complete faith is that if they're connected to the parampara, then they're seeing Krishna. You know, that the whole thing of, you know, that if a the particular spiritual master is, you know, seeing Kishore Kishori dancing and, you know, or speaking with Kishore Kishori like that, or, you know, like Jiva Goswami dressing Shishi, you know, Ra Damodar, and Damodar, you know, just like playing the flute and dancing when he's trying to, you know, that we don't know, but also is, you know, it's not for us to, that's a spiritual, that's a great devotee, it's a spiritual master sort of relationship with Krishna, is something personal. But from our perspective, we can perfectly understand these are because they're connected with the disciplic succession, they have perfect vision. And because they're serving Krishna perfectly aligned with the disciplic succession, then Krishna act through them. And that acting through them, that means that they're definitely seeing Krishna. They're seeing Krishna, you know, with the jnana chakshu. So they have perfect perception of Krishna. Otherwise, how can they be a spiritual master if they're not? You know. So that position is there.
So if that takes place, how come some spiritual masters actually fall from that position? They can fall too, even after seeing Krishna?
If we see a personality that falls down, even, you know, someone who is working, who is doing the service of a spiritual master, I could say from my level of understanding that is very limited, because that's such a sensitive thing, you know. But the fact is that we have seen, you know, through the years that we're in the community, that things like this has happened. Things like this happen also You know, during the times of Lord Chaitanya, since like this happened during the time of Lord Krishna, you know, great personalities, you know, they fell down, you know, into something. There's many narrations like that, so it's possible that that happened. And how does that happen? When you actually disconnect yourself from the order of the disciplic succession of your spiritual master. You know, when the living entity is called Tathagata Shakti, so there's always, we always have the possibility that, you know, you can pull towards material, the material energy. The thing that is a safe place is that you're within Krishna's energy. You know, the what Krishna says, that my devotees are always under my divine energy. If we step out of that, then, you know, it doesn't matter where you are, you can be victimized. Yeah, but anyway, there's much more depth to that, but it's beyond me. But so much this I understand, you know. Is that all right?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Any other comment or questions, Prabhus? Okay, thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Gracias.